Chapter 4. Aganu, king of Riftguard, hated the sea. Just the smell of it could make him queasy. He loathed sailing and detested boats or ships of any kind. He had been this way even when he embarked on that final ill-fated voyage with his father, Sarengo. Aganu was quite content to rule his kingdom of fjords, mountains, pine forests and pebble beaches from the comfort of his father's throne. Only pure ferrets could rule Riftguard. Aganu was a true pure ferret, snow-white with pink glittering eyes. Slumping down on the purple cushions of his shell-ornamented throne, he glared out over his gross stomach, which extended right up to his many chins. A false leg, carved from the white bone of some great fish, clicked against the floor, a dreadful reminder of that last voyage. Aganu had been the only creature to make it back to Riftguard alive. The peace of his throne room was shattered when Prince Blad came hurtling in, yelling and wailing.
Dada, stop Kerder! She come after me with their sword!
He scrambled behind the throne as Princess Kerder bounded in, swinging her sword. Aganu nodded swiftly to his rat guard. Six of them penned her in, grasping their spear hafts to form a barrier around the irate princess. Aganu glared at her.
Stop this fighting, you hear me, Kerder? Now, what do you want to say for yourself, eh?
The princess strode forward with the rat guard still penning her, but moving along with her as she went. She sighted her brother cowering behind the throne and pointed the sword at him.
Dad, fat toad, he been telling tales again, yar.
Her father's pink eyes continued glaring at her.
Tales? 3 barrels of herring is not tales. There's food, not practice for the sword playing. You no do that with food.
Kerda curled a contemptuous lip at her father and made some slashing motions in the air with her sword.
There be plenty more fishes in der sea.
Aganu stamped his carved bone paw irately on the floor.
Not if you keep chopping them up for sword practice, they won't. But I not called you two here to talk about that. Guards, leave us now. Blad, get out from behind that chair. Listen, I have something important to talk about with you both.
As the guards left, Captain Rifton strode in. Aganu eyed him quizzically.
Yeah, Rifton, what is it?
The captain saluted with his spear.
I've caught the creatures who were stealing the walkway wood, Your Majesty. 3 of them, a squirrel, an otter and an hedgehog. They was building an escape boat, stocking it up with victuals too. Turnips, carrots and chopped herrings. What do you want doing with them? I've got all 3 locked up in the punishment cages.